This year, in particular, I sense will be very eye-opening for many people listening to it, because things start to click and people start to understand themselves and recognize patterns that they didn't see before. What I find very sad about this particular thing, we're talking about HSP now, but I'm really talking about any type of normal human vulnerability that exists, that what happens is by not understanding this or other types of things similar to this regarding human nature and human beings, we come to this sense of conviction within ourselves that we are off, that there's something inherently wrong. HSP is clear as day. I had this awareness when I first started learning about personality types when I was approximately 19 years old, where some of the descriptions there, like something clicked in my brain. This makes sense. This is who I am. Until then, I thought I was extremely off. Until I read my personality type and it clicked. So many people, I can say this with very much certainty, that if they would be told and understood what they were, what their natures were like in their young teenage years, certainly in their mid-teenage years, it would have saved them, boys and girls alike, tons and tons of unnecessary, needless agmas nefesh, pain and suffering that could easily be avoided if they would be told. If people who have HSP would be told what it was back then, their whole world changes. Same thing with certain personality types, certain types of normal human being dispositions and struggles by the very fact they are human. Many people, let's go put ourselves aside from the HSP concept right now. Let's talk about other things in general. People get very frightened by their anger. People get very frightened by their resentment that they feel. People get very frightened by the sexual drive that they start feeling, puberty and onward, to an extreme that they get extremely distressed by it, thinking, what am I, an animal? By having those type of feelings and urges. People are terrified by the jealousies that they feel. People are terrified by their self-centeredness that they sometimes feel. All these quote-unquote unhealthy emotions, which actually are just simple healthy human emotions, that of course the Torah wants us to direct and to channel, but not to destroy. So this is a subject that really could go on and on and on with. But this lack of awareness, this lack of education, this concept of really being done l'kav chayva, looking at people with a not good eye, looking at people in a negative light by basically labeling them as such. This person's touchy, this person is angry, this person's this person's that, without understanding anything at all of the conditions that are underlying it, that are normal human conditions. An HSP being over aroused by their stimulus around them makes the most perfect sense in the world, explains so much behaviors. So too with all personality types, the same concept. It is truly mind-boggling. It is truly mind-boggling how we create these labels on ourselves or on others that basically blocks us. It's a prison. We either put ourselves in prison by labels or by deeming others with this, being there, this type of person, there, this, there, that, creates untold damage to the people that are being labeled. This is the way they are. They're off. Extremely destructive. Could go on and on with this, but the purpose is not to just scream about the past, but to develop healthy skills and to teach those skills, to understand people's natures early on. So many people, in many cases of regular, normal, healthy children's struggles, teenage struggles of all types, would be so much alleviated, all that stress and concern, by a simple, clear-cut, healthy explanations and educations regarding these important matters. Bracha and Hatzlacha.